Good morning and welcome to This Is The Way. Today is May 22nd. It is Friday. And today we're going to be talking about how God's kindness leads to repentance, which brings freedom. And freedom is contagious and spreads. Free and light. Free and light. I was listening to a podcast earlier this week and it mentioned feeling free and light. I was just thinking that is how I would like to feel. When I originally got into backpacking, I kind of found it through a roundabout way. I got into backpacking and minimalism at the same time because I read this book called The Ultralight Backpacker's Guide. And it was talking about how some people have different purposes for backpacking. Some people just want to accomplish something, and some people want to find comfort in the outdoors. And then some people want to enjoy nature and beauty. And so the purpose of each person's backpacking might be different. But for someone who wants to enjoy nature and see more, they can't be held back and carry a heavy burden the whole time. So they have to strip away things that they would normally bring because that's not their purpose for going, is to just bring everything that they would have at home into the outdoors. But it's to actually get outdoors and experience the outdoors as much as they possibly can in the time that they've been given. And so they'll bring less. They'll pack lighter. They'll only focus on what they need. And they aren't weighed down by what they want. See, a glass can only spill what it contains. Kindness overflows from a full spirit. A full spirit is not overburdened and weighed down, but it is free and light. Now, shame and guilt, they're like cruel taskmasters. They are not meant to rule over you, but to lead you to repentance. God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. God's kindness leads to repentance, and repentance turns the addiction and slavery into freedom. God calls all who are weary and heavy burdened, and he gives us rest. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if you want to become free and light, let God's kindness lead you to repentance and set down your heavy burden, strip off all the excess weight. In Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, "Therefore, you have no excuse or justification, every one of you who hypocritically judges and condemns others. For in passing judgment on another person, you condemn yourself, because you who judge from a position of arrogance or self-righteousness are who habitually practicing the very same things which you denounce. and we know that the judgment of God falls justly and in accordance with truth on those who practice such things. Do you think this, O man, when you judge and condemn those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment and elude his verdict? Or do you have no regard for the wealth of his kindness and tolerance in patience in withholding his wrath? Are you actually unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is, to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, and seek his purpose for your life. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing for your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light." So my question is, what are you carrying that you need to put down and pick up God's yoke? Because it's easy and his burden is light and his kindness leads to repentance, which gives you freedom and hope. And hope does not disappoint. Listen, if you have a prayer or a prayer request or a thought that you'd like to share, click the link in the show notes. And if you're interested in doing one of these 5-minute devotionals on kindness or on solitude, send me an email. My link's in the show notes. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy trails.